This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory.
Since Gaza hostility...
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built-up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian health minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, in an interview, UN Emergency Medical Team Coordinator Sean Casey says medical facilities are bloodbaths.
There's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door, and at a scale that's quite difficult to believe.
Under a beating sun, thousands of migrants in a caravan continue to trudge through southern Mexico Tuesday, with some saying that they expect nothing good from an upcoming meeting this week between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge at the U.S. border. The migrants pass by Mexico's main inland immigration inspection point outside the town in southern Chiapas State. National Guard officers there made no attempt to stop the estimated 6,000 members of that caravan. Migrants were trying to make it to the next town, about 11 miles away. In the past, Mexico has let migrants go through, trusting that they would tire themselves out walking along the highway. No migrant caravan has ever walked the 1,000 miles to the U.S. border. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency says in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. It reverses previous slowdowns that started in the middle of this year. The UN nuclear watchdog said its inspectors had verified the increased rate of production since the end of November at facilities to about 9 kilograms per month, up from 3 kilograms per month since June, representing a return to earlier levels of production. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful programs and purposes. Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee gave its consent to Sweden's bid to join NATO on Tuesday, drawing the previously non-aligned Nordic country closer to membership in the Western Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in a Turkish Parliament's General Assembly, the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. No date has been set. A charter plane that was grounded in France for a human trafficking investigation arrived in India with 276 Indians aboard early Tuesday, according to authorities.
The regional administration said that 276 of the original 303 passengers were en route to Mumbai and that 25 others requested asylum in France. A reporter approached the passengers at the airport and asked them in Hindi what questions were asked of them. But one of the passengers responded, "We weren't asked anything." French authorities are working to determine the aim of the original flight and opened a judicial inquiry into activities by an organized criminal group helping foreigners enter or stay in a country illegally. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. stocks extended their rally on Tuesday, kicking off the final week of 2023 with expectation that the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates as soon as March. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
All three major U.S. stock indices rose in low-volume trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both climbed about 0.4%, and the NASDAQ gained 0.5%. All three are on track for monthly, quarterly, and annual gains and seem buoyed after making it through 2023 without a major contraction. The S&P 500 is on track to post its biggest quarterly gain in 3 years and is within 1% of its all-time closing high reached in January 2022. Energy shares on Tuesday enjoyed the heftiest percentage gain, boosted by surging crude prices as Middle East strife ratcheted up supply concerns, while optimism over Fed rate cuts fueled demand hopes.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.